Listening Library presents Anne of Green Gables by L.M. Montgomery. Read for you by Kate Burton. Foreword by Margaret Atwood. Anne of Green Gables is one of those books you feel almost guilty liking, because so many other people seem to like it as well. If it's that popular, you feel, it can't possibly be good, or good for you. Like many others, I read this book as a child, and absorbed it so thoroughly that I can't even remember when. I read it to my own daughter when she was 8, and she read it again to herself later, and acquired all the sequels, which she, like everyone else, including the author, realized were not on quite the same level as the original. I saw the television series, too, and despite rewrites and excisions, the central story was as strong and as appealing as ever. And several summers ago, when my family and I were spending some time on Prince Edward Island, I even saw the musical. The theater gift store was offering Anne dolls, an Anne cookbook, and Anne paraphernalia of all kinds. The theater itself was large but crowded. In front of us was a long row of Japanese tourists. During one especially culture-specific moment, a dance in which a horde of people leapt around holding eggs glued onto spoons clenched between their teeth, I wondered what the Japanese tourists could possibly be making of it. Then I took to wondering what they could be making of the whole phenomenon. What did they make of the Anne dolls, the Anne knickknacks, the Anne books?